The Chicago Motor Club presents The Wayside Theater. Welcome to The Wayside Theater, ladies and gentlemen. Your Sunday evening headquarters for half-hour plays. Comedy, romance, or mystery. It's not surprising that your host, the Chicago Motor Club, should sponsor a program of dramatic interest, because that 32-year-old organization is more than familiar with drama. Real-life drama with plenty of action. The drama of servicing 78,000 member families who depend on the club for the solution of their motoring problems. You see, friends, the Chicago Motor Club is a past master at changing those problems into permanent motoring pleasures. Why don't you find out how it's done? All you have to do is ask for the club's free booklet explaining why those fortunate member families actually spend less to own and drive their cars. That booklet is yours without charge or obligation. If you live in Illinois or Indiana, just send your name and address to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. In Chicago, simply call Franklin 1818. And the quicker, the better. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Wayside Theater presents the first act of tonight's play, Lily Brown Leaves.
Lily, where's the morning paper?
Right by your plate, sir. That ain't your breakfast dough, Mr. Marlowe.
Oh, yes, here it is. Crystal Toothpaste Company announces a contest for radio script writers. Only one member of each family may submit a script. First prize, $1,000. Lily, when Mrs. Marlowe comes down, you just tell her you don't know where the paper is, will you?
Yeah, sir, but you better go on eat your breakfast before it gets cold.
Yes.
Good morning, dear.
Morning.
Good morning, Lily. Good
morning.
Will you bring me the morning paper, please?
Ma'am?
The paper, the morning paper.
I reckon the paper boy forgot us again this morning. Yes, ma'am. He sure getting careless.
Well, call the paper office and have them set. Zeb Marlowe, what's that behind your back?
Huh? Oh, that. Why, I guess that's...
You guess nothing. It's the morning paper, and you know it. Give it to me.
I'm leaving.
I'm not finished with it.
You give me that paper.
I'm not finished with it.
Do you want me to start throwing things?
Oh, here. There. There's your old paper.
What did you tear out of it?
Just a little item I wanted to keep.
Let me see it.
I won't do it. Can't I have any private life of my own at all?
You let me see that piece of paper.
Well, there now. Now you've tipped the table over.
So, just as I thought... It's about the Crystal Toothpaste radio script contest.
Well, what if it is? Give it here.
Only one member of each family may submit a script. Oh. First prize, $1,000. So, holding out on me, Zeb Marlowe.
Now, look here, Julie. When you married me, you said I could make the living for this family and that you'd lay off writing.
That was before I knew what a bum writer you were.
Well, you're no better.
You'll see. I'm going to win that contest.
You can't. The rules say only one member of each family may enter.
Well, I'm going to be that member.
Now, please, Julie, don't spoil my chances for winning this prize. We need the money.
I'll say we do. I'm going to win that prize and buy a new coat. Oh, darn it, anyway. Go away.
That's only me, ma'am.
Oh, well, what is it, Lily?
Can I make the bed, ma'am?
Yes, I guess so. Go ahead. Lily, if you were a woman in love with a man and that man deserted you for another woman, what would you do?
I'd just beat the stuffing out of him.
Yeah, I would, too. But we can't very well put that in a radio script.
No, ma'am. I reckon we can't.
Lily, have you done Mr. Marlowe's room yet?
No, ma'am.
He's writing in there, isn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
Lily, would you like to have that red dress of mine?
Hot dog, I sure would.
Well, then listen. You go into Mr. Marlowe's room now and kind of get into conversation with him and find out what he's writing about. Then come back and tell me, and you get the red dress.
That red dress is mighty pretty, Miss Marlowe, but I...
Go on, Lily. I'll throw in that jewel purse, too.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I'll try.
Lily, quit fooling around with that dust cloth and come over here a minute.
Yeah.
Listen, Lily, what would you do if you were a woman in love with a man and that man deserted you for another woman?
What, Dad, sir?
Well, Lily, what's the matter?
Nothing, sir, nothing. Leave me see now. Why, I'd beat up that man. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, just but I can't put that in a radio script.
No, son, no, you can't. That's just what Miss Marlowe said.
Yeah, what?
Oh, my. I imagine that's what Miss Marlowe would do if you was to go messing around with another woman, yeah.
Oh, yes, I guess you'd try that, all right. Lily, how'd you like to make
$10?
$10? Yeah.
Sure, I would, sir.
Well, then, listen, Lily.
Yeah?
You go into Mrs. Marlowe's room and try to find out what she's writing about.
Well, I don't know, sir. She kind of crossish this morning.
Oh, go on now, Lily. I'll make it $15.
Well, yeah, sir, I'll try, sir.
Well? What did you find out?
Well, ma'am, you know, it's a funny thing what he said.
Lily, tell me what happened.
He says the very same thing you did.
Yes.
What would I do if the man I loved two-time me? And I told him, just like I told you, I'd beat the stuff.
He said the same thing.
Yes, ma'am. He says, what would I do if...
So, he's using my idea, is he? He can't think of one of his own.
What do you mean, one of his own?
Zeb Marlowe, were you listening outside my door?
Yes, I was. I thought something was screwy about the way Lily acted. So you bribed her to find out what I was writing about, did you?
Oh, I'm leaving.
No such thing.
Of course I did. I heard what you said.
Well, what if I did? What do you mean by using my plot?
Your plot?
Yes, my plot.
Well, it probably never even occurred to you until Lily came in and told you about it.
Is that so? How do I know before you were listening outside the door when I was beginning to create this idea? You were probably out there all the time, you eavesdropper.
Now, listen, Julie. I don't care about the plot. You can use it if you want to. But the fact that you would deliberately bribe someone to find out what I was doing, the fact that you'd be, well, dishonest about this thing, it hurts me more than I can tell you.
Oh, Zeb, I'm sorry. It was a mean trick.
It's just that I thought I could trust you, Julie, and now, well, I don't know.
Oh, Zeb, please forgive me. I'll never do anything like that again, honestly.
Can I finish this room now?
Yes, Lily, come in.
Does I still get that dress and purse, ma'am?
Yes, I guess so.
And does I still get that $15, Mr. Marlowe?
$15 for what?
Lily... Never mind now. I'll talk to you about that some other time.
$15 for what?
Well, you give me a dress and purse to find out what Mr. Marlowe is writing, and he give me $15 to find out what you is writing, and you both writing the same thing.
Zeb Marlowe, you curse.
Now, listen, Julie.
I'm low. So I'm dishonest. So you can't trust me,
huh? Now, Julie, let me explain.
So I'm the kind that stoops to bribing, am I? Well, you just wait, Zeb Marlowe. You're going to find out what competition is. You cheat.
The first act of Lily Brown Lead comes to a close. Have any of you, ladies and gentlemen, ever been in a... Well, I'm going to change that question, friends. I'm going to ask you if you've ever witnessed a serious automobile accident. At any rate, you've seen pictures of accidents, and you've certainly read about them. You're well aware of the fact that only time can heal the sorrow and heartbreak of motor fatalities. They happen daily, and families are faced with the tragic problem of money. Lack of money, in many instances. I wonder if you know that a membership in the Chicago Motor Club includes a personal accident policy at no extra cost. A policy that provides a benefit of from $1,000 to $1,500, according to how long you've been a member. Think what that means to families who are left with the desperate worry of making every penny count. That generous personal accident policy, at no extra cost, remember, calls for immediate payment if a member is killed by a car while walking or driving, or while riding in a car driven by another. But this remarkable service is only one of many that assure protection, security, and peace of mind for Chicago Motor Club members. Is it any wonder that I urge you in all sincerity to read the club's valuable free booklet? And here's the easiest and quickest possible way to ask for that booklet this very evening. Between the second and third acts of tonight's play, we're going to substitute a musical intermission for our regular announcement. You won't miss a moment of the play, and you'll have ample time to write down your name and address and have it all ready to mail to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. If you live in Chicago, you can use the time to call Franklin 1818 and ask for your free booklet. Ladies and gentlemen, the second act of Lily Brown Leaves.
Oh, hello, Zeb.
Hello.
Why aren't you upstairs working?
Why aren't you?
I'm going out this evening.
Oh.
Where's Lily? I want to tell her I won't be here for dinner.
Oh, you won't?
No, I won't. And wouldn't you like to know where I'm going, though?
Not particularly. Oh, when you find Lily, tell her that I won't be here for dinner either.
Oh, all right. You don't need to think I'm going to ask you where you're going.
I wouldn't tell you, my sweet.
Well, I don't want to know. How's the script coming along?
Oh, fine, fine. It's almost finished.
Is it?
Yes. Don't tell me you're still dabbling around up there on the typewriter.
You won't call it dabbling when I win the prize.
No, perhaps not. Well, I guess I'll go up and dress.
Run along. And don't wait up for me, dear.
You'll probably be in long before I am. Don't you wait up for me.
Going out, Eddie. Wonder what he's up to. Oh, where's Lily? Lily!
Yes, ma'am?
Lily, I won't be here for dinner, and neither will Mr. Marlowe. Incidentally, you don't happen to know where he's going, do you?
No, ma'am.
How much did he pay you not to tell me?
$2.
So, he is going someplace he doesn't want me to know about. Lily, you've got to tell me.
No, ma'am.
I'll give you $3.
No, ma'am. I'm sticking to one price on this deal. He paid me $2 not to tell you where he going. And you pay me $2 for me not to tell him that you is going out with that there Mr. Walters, who owned a crystal toothpaste company. And I ain't raising or lowering that price for neither one of you.
Oh, Lily, after all I've done for you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, see that he doesn't find out about this Mr. Walters business, or you won't get your $2, and you'll lose your job.
It was awfully nice of you to come.
I was only too happy, too. But it was rather difficult keeping all this from my husband.
Yes, but think what a nice surprise it'll be for him. Hey, you see, I specialize in writing feature stories about the lives of famous men, and, well, we find that the wives really know so much more about the men than they do themselves.
But it seems so strange, this coming to a nightclub.
Yes, well, I think better in a place like this, you see. I mean, the music, the noise and all. Well, it helps me to concentrate. Do you understand?
Well, not quite, but I know that writers are unusual people.
Well, now let's get started on your husband, shall we? Now tell me all about him, what he does.
So you see, Mr. Walters, I decided the person to come to was you.
Well, that's very flattering, my dear. Yes, I really haven't done much.
Oh, yes, you have. You're really a very famous man. Huh? I was terribly thrilled when my paper gave me your name as an assignment for a feature story.
What paper did you say you work for?
The Daily Star.
Strange. I've never noticed this famous men column you mentioned.
Well, it's just a new feature.
I see. And do you always bring your famous men to a nightclub to interview them?
Well, yes, usually. You see, we feel they're doing us somewhat of a favor, and we like to entertain them a little.
Well, I had a dickens of a time getting away from my wife. I don't think she would have understood.
Oh, I'm sure she would have. Now, Mr. Walters, tell me, aren't you sponsoring some sort of a script-writing contest for your toothpaste?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I think that's terribly interesting. Now, just what kind of a script do you yourself prefer for your radio program?
Look over there. There's my wife with the lady is doing. Hey, wait a minute. Do you two know each other?
Zeb, speak up. Don't make me do the talking.
I never saw her before in my life.
Zeb! Why, he's my husband, Mr. Walters. And if your wife has alienated his affections, I'll sue you.
You'll sue me? Why, Emma, did this young man start to ask you questions about the Crystal Radio Script Contest?
Why, yes, he did. I thought it a little strange, but I...
Just as I thought. I see the whole thing now. This pair of swindlers is trying to get first-hand information on our radio contest. Well, you're not very clever, young lady. How long, Emma?
Well, you certainly fixed things up fine.
Oh, shut up. What about you?
If you'd only had the sense to pretend that you didn't know me.
Oh, you should have seen yourself sitting there with that old woman. Hmm. And the smirk you had on your face. Why, she's old enough to be your mother.
Yes, well, you were acting pretty fresh with old man Walters yourself.
Well, at least he would have paid the bill. I wouldn't be out here washing dishes if we hadn't seen you. Hmm. Incidentally, just how were you going to pay your bill?
I was going to charge it.
Well, why don't you charge both bills then? What are we doing out here washing dishes, then?
Well, the manager wouldn't trust me after all the commotion we caused. Hey, you ought to have enough money for that bill, anyway. Where's your household money for this week?
Why, I gave it all to Lily in bribes. Oh, my feet hurt.
Well, for the goodness sake, what are you all doing here washing dishes?
Lily, what are you doing here?
My boyfriend, Sam, he the porter here. I come down to meet him every night.
Say, Lily... Have you got $12?
Yes, sir, I sure have. I done made a lot of extra this week.
Well, would you loan it to us, Lily, so we can pay our bill?
I don't know.
Oh, Lily, you've just got to. My feet are killing me.
Would y'all be willing to pay a little interest?
Oh, Lily, you can have anything. You could have my new hat. Oh, only fork over the $12.
Mm-hmm. I sure would like that new hat. Well... Here's the $12.
Oh, thanks, Lily. Okay, Julie, now take off that apron. We'll pay our bill and walk out of here like gentlefolk.
Oh, Zeb, I promise you, I'm going to stay at home and be a good wife. I've never been so tired in all my life.
Let me see now. I want to write out what y'all owes me. There's this $12 and that $1.50 for the keys I got for you this afternoon, Mr. Martin.
Yes, well, okay, Lily.
Keys for what?
Oh, just some keys.
Lily... Why did you ask me for the key to my desk this afternoon?
Miss Marlowe, I ain't got nothing to say.
Zeb Marlowe, did you have extra keys made for my desk?
For me?
Zeb, you did. Well, of all the low tricks.
Yeah, well, I got a good look at that script of yours anyway. 2 pages done.
Oh, you big bum!
Hey, quit throwing those dishes at me. What's all this noise?
Don't speak to me, Zeb Marlowe, don't you...
Hey, will you quit throwing those dishes?
Stop. There now.
You let loose of me.
Yeah, I'll have you throw a butcher knife at
me. Here, now quit it. Well, this little trick of yours adds about $5 to your bill. So just get busy now and start washing again.
Oh, but we have the $12 for our bill.
Yeah, well, your bill is now $17.
Lily, have you got any more money?
No, but I'll help you all wash.
Thank you. Lily Brown Leaves comes to a close. Before we continue with the third act of tonight's play, we want you to take an important part in this program. The star part, really. And it can mean money in your pocket, as any Chicago Motor Club member will tell you. Now listen closely. The club wants you to read its valuable free booklet telling why club members spend less to own and drive their cars. Now, of course, you can't read it unless you ask for it, and we're determined that you won't have the slightest inconvenience or delay in doing just that, asking for your booklet this very evening. We're going to present a musical intermission right now, and you'll have plenty of time to write the club or to call Franklin 1818. While our orchestra plays, you motorists who live in Illinois or Indiana can write down your names and addresses and have them all ready to mail to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. If you live in Chicago, just pick up the phone and call Franklin 1818. Special night operators are waiting for you to ask for that free booklet now. You won't miss a second of the play, and we're all set to go, friends. A musical intermission while you write the club or call Franklin 1818. Ladies and gentlemen, the third act of Lily Brown Leaves.
Zeb, what time is it?
It's 7:20, and that's the 10th time you've asked me in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, I can hardly wait. The rules say the judges will make their decision by 7 tonight, and that the winner will be notified immediately by telegram.
Telling you, Julie, if those judges find out you entered your script under an assumed name and it spoils my chances of winning this prize, I'll...
You'll what?
I'll leave you.
Leave me? You'd starve to death.
Oh, I would.
Yes, you would. I'd like to know how we'd buy groceries if it weren't for my syndicated cereal.
Yes, and what a cereal.
It feeds us, doesn't it?
I suppose you've forgotten about the royalties I'm still getting on my book.
Oh, that book. Well, I never hear the last of that.
Well, it's keeping a roof over our heads.
Hold the doorbell. It's the telegram. Now, let me go.
I'll go. Get out of the way.
Zeb, let loose of me.
You stay here now. I'll
Zeb,
go.
Zeb, if you don't let loose of me, I'll bite.
Well,
There now. You've tripped over our best lunch.
Well, you tripped me.
Lily, is that a telegram you've got in your hand?
Yes,
Lily, give me that telegram.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's be calm. Who's it addressed to, Lily?
I can't see, ma'am. The paper's unfolded so the name don't show through the little window in the envelope.
Well, it must be mine. Give it to me.
Lily, I command you to give that envelope to me.
Lily, don't you dare.
I'll put it over here on the window ledge, and then y'all can fight for it.
Not on the window ledge, Lily. The breeze will blow it out. There it goes.
Oh, Lily.
Oh, my.
Oh, look.
It lit down there on the ledge just below the window.
Get out of my way. I'm going to crawl down and get it.
Julie, get out of that window. You'll kill yourself.
But Zeb, we've got to see it.
Now, wait, wait. You and Lily hang on to my feet and let me down head first, and I think I can reach it.
Oh, all right. Here, Lily, help. Get a hold on his other foot, and we'll let him down.
Now, wait a minute. There now. All right, now get a good hold.
Yeah.
Now, here I go.
Oh, my. I sure hope I can hold on.
Get him down slowly now. Are you all right, Zeb?
Yeah, I think so. Now, let me down just a little bit further. I've almost got it.
Oh, Zeb, hurry. I can't hold on much longer.
I can't either.
Zeb, hurry. We can't hold you. Lily, can you see what he's doing down there?
I can't. Yes, ma'am, I can. Wait a minute. It looked like he got a hold of the telegram and he opened it.
Zeb, don't you dare open that telegram. Pull him up, Lily.
Yes.
Pull hard.
Yes.
Zeb, don't you open it.
Pulling me. Look at Miss Julie. He done gone all limp.
Zeb. Zeb. Oh, he's fainted. Get him in quickly.
Yes.
There. Now, let's pull him down the floor. There. Oh, Zeb, darling, speak to me. Lily, get some water or smelling salts or something.
Oh. It ain't no use. He coming too.
Oh, go away from me, everybody.
What happened? Zeb, speak to me. What's the matter?
Read the telegram.
Here, give it to me. What did it say? We are pleased to inform you that the winner of the Crystal Toothpaste Radio Script Contest is...
Oh, my goodness. Now she done faint. He has the smelling salts.
Yeah. Hey, Julie. Julie, wake up. Here, now smell this. Now take a good whiff.
Uh-huh.
There.
Oh, get that awful stuff away from my nose. Oh, what happened? Oh, now I remember. The telegram.
Yes.
I sure would like to see that telegram.
You'd like to see it. Well, go on, read it.
Yes, for heaven's sake, read it and get it over with.
Let me see now. We are pleased to inform you that the winner of the Crystal Toothpaste Radio Script Contest is... Oh!
Lily! Oh, well, I guess it was her turn to faint. The rest of us had.
Yeah, here, give her these salts. Here, Lily. Here you are.
The winner of the Crystal Toothpaste Contest is... The winner of the Crystal Toothpaste Contest is... Where's that telegram? Oh, here it is in my hand. Mr. Zeb, would you mind reading it for me? I don't trust my own eyes.
Yes, I'll read it. It says, we are pleased to inform you that the winner of the Crystal Toothpaste Radio Script Contest is Miss Lily Brown. Check for $1,000 will be forwarded immediately.
Lily, you rascal. Why didn't you tell us you were submitting a script?
Things is complicated enough around this here household.
Yeah, but where'd you get the idea? What'd you write about?
That's it, because I just read about you and Miss Julie.
What?
You wrote about us.
Sure, I just read about how you both trying to win the radio script contest and how you fought all the time, how you hired me to help you. And...
Oh, well, I'll be darned.
So will I. Why, Lily, you're rich.
Yes, sir. I say $1,000.
I suppose you'll be leaving us now.
I sure am leaving. My Sam and me, we can get married now.
Well, Julie, we're a couple of smart writers, all right.
Yeah, aren't we, though? Zeb, tell me something. What did you write about?
This'll kill you. I wrote about us entering a contest just like Lily did.
Zeb, you didn't. Well, who'd you have win?
You.
Oh, Zeb, that was sweet.
And what'd you write about?
Oh, Zeb, I wrote about us entering a contest, too.
Yeah? Who did you have win?
You.
Well, Julie, thanks.
Of course, I suppose you really did steal my idea, didn't you?
On the contrary, I haven't the slightest doubt in the world but what you stole mine.
Zeb Marlowe, how dare you?
Yes, you probably broke into my desk every day and copied just what I wrote.
Are you accusing me of cheating?
Not only of cheating, but of maliciously preventing me from making an honest living, spending my money foolishly, and consorting
Zeb
with...
Zeb Marlowe, if it's the last thing I do, I'll make you eat those words.
Yes, words are probably all we'll have to eat in this house.
I'm leaving, Miss Julie.
Hey, wait a minute. Lily... Who'd you have win your contest?
Me.
Lily.
Lily.
I'm Lee.
Chicago Motor Club's Wayside Theater presentation of Lily Brown Lee's comes to a close. It's only natural that civic-minded motorists, men and women interested in every angle of safety for motorists and pedestrians alike, should belong to the Chicago Motor Club. Here certainly is an organization which bases its many money-saving services on a policy of helpfulness and unselfishness. Now, don't delay asking for the club's free booklet, friends. It explains why 78,000 civic-minded member families depend on the club for the solution for every motoring worry. If you live in Illinois or Indiana, just send your name and address to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. If your home is in Chicago, just call Franklin 1818. Be sure and be with us again for the Wayside Theater's Play of the Week next Sunday evening, ladies and gentlemen, at this same hour. And don't forget to hear the Chicago Motor Club's weekly broadcast of the Parker Family tomorrow evening over WBBM at 6:30. In the cast of tonight's play, you heard our popular stars, Olin Soule in the part of Zeb and Patricia Dunlap playing Julie. They were supported by Ethel Owen, Harriet Widmer, Herb Butterfield, and Bill Boucher. This is Vern Smith speaking for the Chicago Motor Club.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.